Hey there, this is Lisa Adkins, and this is the 5 in 5. 5 minutes a day for 5 days in a row. It's bite-sized goodness for thriving in the modern world of work. Hey, welcome back to the 5 in 5. This is Lisa Adkins, and I am here with Matthew Cornillon. He is former Spotify Agile coach and blogger at growingtruffles.wordpress.com. We are in the middle of our questions about the present and future of Agile coaching. All right, Matthew, here's our next one that we're exploring together. The question, is getting the skills of Agile coaching worth it?
How about I just say yes, and then we cut to the next question? Now, I'll give a little more detail than that. So I can't imagine not having these skills. So it has helped me so much in so many realms, personally and professionally. One example is, you know, in 360 feedback at work, I frequently get feedback where people say that I'm a very empathetic listener. And I still am surprised when I get that feedback. I think, who are they talking about? That's not me. I'm a terrible listener. I actually remember 10 years ago-ish when I was lucky enough to have Lisa come and do some training for me and other coaches at the time. It's where I started learning this craft. And I remember, okay, we got to focus on listening. And I remember sitting and listening to people and thinking, oh no, I'm thinking about listening. I'm not actually listening, and how I struggled with it. But it's a skill that I built. The idea of being an empathetic listener is something that is really important to me, but was not something that was true of me for a long time. And that, of course, has helped me in various places, not least in my personal life. I think I'm a better father for the skills that I have. I've grown personally. I'm a better husband, a better friend and family member. That's just the personal stuff. On the professional, I can't imagine not having these skills for any role that I have going forward. I was chopping potatoes in a soup kitchen last week, and there were principles of this that were sort of floating around in my head. Why would I not want to have these skills? And I joke with fellow Agile coaching friends who are thinking about transitioning to other professions, product management, engineering management, leadership, et cetera. And we joke, it's like, well, we're going to change title, but we're not going to stop coaching. I mean, we're always going to be doing that. How can we stop, you know, listening to people and prioritizing their development and fostering collaboration, making sure all voices are heard, all of those kind of things. So I'll go back to my initial answer. Yes.
Well, there is a survey results that have just come out. The Scrum Alliance and the Business Agility Institute did this survey together, and it's called Agile Skills in the Modern Workplace. And they're asking this question, like, what of the skills we agilists have are in demand and are going to be in demand in the modern workplace? And it turns out that it's everything you're talking about. You know, our ability to help people collaborate, which is not a given, really, as we know, help them navigate conflict, help them make choices when it's hard, help them make progress when things are uncertain, help them work through their own anxiety about changes that are happening. Like, all of these things are going to still be needed, as you say, no matter what your title is. And I would take it even one step further. I think that Agile coaching skills are 21st century leadership skills, period.
Yeah.
The types of things we know how to do, and more importantly, the way we know how to be, is exactly what we need in leaders in the future. And I would say it's already kind of late. We need them right now, because we're pushing a way of working that is not working, that is reaching its natural limits. And so we need people who are staying open to learning in leadership positions. We need people who are willing to make progress, even though it's imperfect. We need people able to amplify the good of what they created, and more importantly, correct the bad while it's still mm-hmm. easy to do. Like, so these are things that leaders will need to be able to do, and I think need to be doing right now. Some are. But I believe as the wave of Agile coaches or people who got Agile coaching skills moves forward in time, and those people become engineering leaders and eventually organizational leaders, start their own companies, whatever they do, that we're just going to have more comprehensive leadership in the world. So where are we headed next? There are two questions that we are headed next to. One is, are we going to get serious about agile coaching? Kind of related to what I just said. And what is the evolutionary angle of agile coaching? You'll have to stay tuned for those. Join us next time.
Did you like this? Well, there's more where that came from. Listen in tomorrow for the next 5 and 5, your bite-sized goodness for thriving in the modern world of work. And if you think I could help your organization thrive, visit me at lisaadkins.com. But here's the tricky part. You have to know how to spell it. It's LYSSAADKINS.com.